What do you know about Antarctica? You got any TikToks on that, Bert?
Oh, Bob, that's... I saw it. Oh, my goodness, Bob. That is my next one, and it's huge, Bob. Huge.
What is it? Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, Ian, can I go? You said don't.
Are you going to go to Bird? Are you going to do Admiral Bird as well?
Didn't see the Admiral. Well, didn't see the Admiral.
Oh,
Bird,
yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. We did that 100 years ago.
A long time ago. Yes, the Admiral Bird. Yes, but I mean, just this week, since the 1st of October.
This is that conversation.
Oh,
go ahead. So it always hooks up. That's where Bob says, so you take some esoteric Baghdad battery from 10 years ago, and now all of a sudden it becomes credible? Yeah, now it becomes credible.
It's not credible. Antarctica TikTok say?
Okay, there was, let me count.
There we go.
1, 2, 3, 4. 4 TikToks regarding the Antarctica, Bob. The first one claims that there is a 360-degree ice barrier that holds water in, and it stands 150 feet above the water, and that there's no independent access to Antarctica.
It's an ice wall.
Yes, ice wall, but they said barrier. Ice wall, and average people can only go through a guided tour. There are no towns, cities, or permanent residents there. Then another TikTok said, before the Antarctica Treaty from the Encyclopedia Britannica 1958 says that flights proved inland areas to be a dome 30,000 feet high.
What was a dome? There was a dome, like an artifact, a Bucky Fuller dome?
A dome, yes, 13,000 feet high. Okay, and then another one says that proof that the Earth flat, all the maps before 1958 show a flat Earth with an ice wall around it and firmament and a dome that's 385,000 feet high. And the encyclopedia gives the exact height at a certain latitude and longitude of that dome. And there's another one that says the reason in 1958 all countries signed a UN treaty to ban all civilians from visiting Antarctica, and NASA came in and erased it all.
Right, no more civilians could go where that was.
And they made an alliance. What was the alliance called that took it all off? That banned it from being included in any of the books?
Oh, I don't have it. I just had UN Treaty.
Not Eco-Alliance with Peter Zezak, the coronavirus scandal.
No.
Yes, not
no, this is equal. This was done. This was in '58 when they signed an alliance that took it out of everybody's book. They removed everybody's book.
Yeah,
everybody's book. Yeah. Well, who made this alliance agreement?
Yes.
All the countries.
UN.
Okay. What? UN. This is back when the UN was meant something. So what? What were they hiding people from? Now, you mentioned the South Dome a week or two ago that's pulsing in and out and closing and opening. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the dome you're talking about.
It's the Antarctic Treaty of 1959.
Right. This dome, nobody knows who built it, or we know who built it?
Well, we know who built it. But
you do, but humans don't, right?
We didn't. We didn't want to put it in the Wikipedia just yet because they're trying to say it doesn't true. We didn't want to break the protocol for the 1959 treaty.
Right. So the dome shows ET intervention on the planet because we didn't build it. Someone else did. Is that why it's hidden?
Mm-hmm. Because the agreement also bans mineral and oil exploration for 50 years. And includes regulations for the protection of the Antarctic environment.
So, Bert, that's a major finding when they ever discovered that, the birds and them discovered it. That's an obvious ET-built thing. And they've hidden that fact until now. What's releasing it? It just the normal opening up of everything, or who found out about this in their TikToks? Who's saying?
Who owns Bertrand? Bertrand.
Yep.
Who owns Antarctica? Who owns Antarctica?
That's a great question.
Wait now. Hold on 1 second. Every other country, every other square inch of the earth is owned by a human being or by a person or by something. There's not this fallow land laying somewhere that nobody has claim to. Even Queen Isabella didn't leave anything left to chance. Even Versailles was attributed or attuned to someone. So look up quickly who owns Antarctica.
The old aliens, the Nazi aliens, are involved in who says who owns it. And so the earthly people couldn't solve it, and the aliens just said, we own it, we'll do it, so they put it into an abstract void, right? They're not admitting the aliens own it, because they built it.
Ian, this is, it's not owned by any one nation. It's governed internationally by the Antarctic Treaty system.
Yeah, that's their way of saying
in 12 countries.
ETs own it, Bert.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty big Roswell, and you're going to call this new conflict Roswell? So it's triggered around. Is that part of the battle? Is the aliens are coming in and they're claiming that dome? It's no longer, and it's in the southern part, which they're going to get. You know, below the 33rd parallel.
You can't even fly over it. So.
Wow.
Wow.
You know who used to write about this stuff, Bert? Nazis down in I think it was the neo-Nazi people. There was a guy in Toronto, forget his name. He was such a loudmouth that he eventually got at the court and sent back to Germany, and they might have put him in jail, but Neufeld interviewed him when he was news director at CKLN, and he followed the trial of the guy. He was just a typical neo-Nazi, or whatever you call them, these Nazi people that would go on about how powerful Hitler was, and they were kind of Nazis, and they would always go on about Antarctica. I even got a book, one of their crazy little pamphlet books, about it. So they knew through, so the Nazi ET connection in the 30s, 40s would intrigue idiots to get involved with the Hitler charisma through the ET rumor, right, Ion? Which is based on fact. So as usual, Bert, the people who are idiots are fucking onto something. The people who that the mainstream media says are stupid usually are proven to be true 6 months later.
Mm.
The establishment is so stupid, so weak.
Yeah.
They've been standing back there with Queen Victoria, 1867, for the whole 20th century, trying to hold the fort for the British Empire.
So, Ian, is this related to you told Bob earlier that all of this other activity, like with the Taiwan, China, is what's happening in Antarctica? That's what's going to have it all labeled as the Antarctic. Roswell event?
Correct.
They're going to claim it just happened now. the guys built it last week. Bob was down there. Bob organized it.
Hey,
they're going to fucking blame me. I'm going to be the biggest Lee Harvey Oswald in history, Bert. They're setting me up, Bert.
No! You're not going to be Lee Harvey Oswald. You're going to be Jack Ruby.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, we got a little grassy knoll for you. Yeah.
Fort Worth knoll and grass.
Has Fort Worth ever crossed your mind, Bob?
I brought it up with Margarita. I said, "What's happening in Fort Worth?" I yelled that at her.
See, there he goes, Bert. Talking about something else, and then he claims that he did it before, and it's already been done. He didn't say nothing, he didn't know nothing, he didn't do nothing. And then when you call him on it, oh yeah, I've been talking about that all my life. I ain't doing that margarita today. Today I did this. Yeah, I know all about this.
You know, Bert, when I get a thought and I utter it, I've got to start realizing that it's not a spontaneous based on being absurd. It's based on a lot of shit that's going to happen in the next couple hours or something. It's based on something.
And so, and you watch whatever his name is, Mr. Dobsdale, whatever his name is. He now gets on the phone, on a radio, on a show, in a show, out of show, about 24, 25 hours a day. 7 days a week.
That's right.
Unbelievable. He's doing more now than he ever did when he was actually busy.
Hey, so Ion, that reminds me, I don't remember the year, but I remember you announcing that they found, you actually posted like a YouTube or something about finding ancient structures in Antarctica.
Yes.
Is this related to that? There's all actually ancient, like ancient castles or structures. I remember.
Yeah.
What are you referring to?